Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Are your eyes green?
They're brown.
But they're a different color. They look green today.
This guy.
His eyes are green.
Well, I've been told I do have beautiful eyes.
I didn't say that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Throw that one out.
Payday Friday.
For some.
That's all you need to know. What do you mean? Oh, you already spent it?
Allocated.
Did you just say allocate?
Yeah, allocated. Daughter in college, not even a week, man. Just tearing the pockets off.
Yeah, I hear you. I got one sucking up money.
And how do you say
account.
No when they're far away? I got to figure a way out to do it.
You leave them. It's easy to leave them hanging if they're far away.
Right.
Just it's harder when they're at home. You know, okay. I need some help here. Should I take a couple calls? We got some.
It's your birthday. Do what you do, baby.
All right. So, are there? This is you want to talk about a question that doesn't need to be asked. Any gambling experts out there? So, there's something that happened a while ago. And when it happened, I just kind of said, yeah, well, que sera, sera. And now it's about 5-6 years later. And I got to thinking about something that happened 5 or 6 years ago, gambling-wise. And I'm thinking to myself, did I get hosed? And here's what happened.
Okay.
Golden State Warriors in 2019 lose to the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
Durant gets hurt and Klay gets hurt.
Okay, right.
Okay. The offseason comes. Listen, there are plenty of guys here that bet way more than me, but every once in a while I see something that catches my eye.
You play the ponies.
So we're headed toward the 2019-20 season, and the Warriors win total comes out, and it was 48.5 in 2019-2020.
The year after.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a guy, and he goes, yeah, the number's 48.5. I'm like, what? He's like, 48.5, that's the Warriors over under. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, 48.5. I'm like, I'll take the under. He's like, okay. I'm like, no, are you 48.5? No, seriously. Yeah, okay. It's the under. Seriously, you like the under? I'm like, they're not winning 49 games. They don't have Klay. They don't have Durant. I get it. They're still the Warriors, but no chance. They're no chance. So he's like, well, I said, I'm going to make a bet. So he goes, all right, you know what? I'll take the bet. And I'll do it through me because he had all kinds of connections. So I say, you know what? I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to bet $2,000 on the under.
Wow, look at my man.
I never made a bet even close to that. I'm like, there's just no way they're winning 49. Remember what happened the next year? Steph gets hurt.
Oh, no. That's so giddy.
But that's also the year. So the Warriors go 15-50.
Okay.
But the year is cut short by 17 games for the Warriors because of COVID.
Oh, man. Wow.
But by the time they canceled the season, I'd already locked up the bet because they couldn't win 49 games.
I'm with you.
And I remember the dude was just like, oh, yeah, no bet. I'm like, really? He goes, oh, yeah, no bet. No bet. The season wasn't complete. And I was like, all right, but like I had it won. Yeah, no, Vegas canceled them all. There were no over-under winners this year because of COVID.
Did you get your refund?
Well, I never gave it. I'll give you the money right now.
I'm siding with that person, though, Snotty. I believe that's how it went down.
And all I'm looking for is verification that that is the way it went down.
But years later?
I just started thinking about it. That's all.
Wow.
That's all.
Oh, man, you are the man.
But if those bets didn't cash, they didn't cash. And that was a tough one for me.
But that sounds about right, Snotty. There was too many, you know, things. Man, just think about it. We were doing remote radio, man.
Oh. We got, you can go. Look, it's... The rules don't apply to
it's
that.
It's your
go
birthday.
Ahead.
Go right, do what
Ken,
you want.
Don't whisper. Okay. Wait, what do you got?
I got a surprise caller for you.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
All right, hello.
Steiny, this is the supremely talented Joe Fortenball from ESPN.
Joey, man.
No way. I wanted to call in
yes.
to wish you a happy birthday. But on top of that, I wanted to talk about what a good-for-nothing co-host you have because Guru couldn't do anything to set this call up and make it easy for me. It couldn't have been harder than it was. Guru, you are completely worthless.
Oh, you heard me, Joe. I'm proud of you. You come in shooting at your boy. Hey, I want to say this, Jay. I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing your thing. And, I love you for calling in, dude. I forget, man. This is your guy. Talk to him, Steiny.
Joe. You got a little connection or two to Vegas. I was just sharing the story of when I had the under Warrior bet during the COVID year, and everything got knocked off the board.
Oh well, the interesting thing about this story that people might not know. It almost ended our friendship because you thought I was trying to cheat you.
No, I just was asking.
So it was Joe.
That's why this can't be.
We just saw you on TV in the studio for Bob.
Joe, I swear to God.
And he told the story.
We just saw you on TV, and I was like, that reminds me, you know, I let me get some verification 6 years later that this is the way it went down. So I never had a doubt.
So to be clear, you see me on TV, and your first thought is, this is the guy who cheated me out of money, and... And by the way, what kind of rundown is this? What the hell are you two even talking about today?
It's Freestyle Friday. It's his birthday, baby.
No, that was one of the all-time worst beats of my career because Steiny
That's
and
right.
I talked about that.
That's right. That was, That's fair.
That was coming off the season where the Warriors lost in the finals to Toronto and Clay was hurt and you just knew it was going to be a transitional year. And before the season started, Vegas had the win total price way too high. So we were talking about how we were going to get this done. And, I mean, we're talking about it now. I mean, apologies, Warriors. Didn't mean to bet against you.
Oh.
But, you know, I bet on you plenty, too. So we talked about it.
Yep.
We got the number down. They get blown out in game one by the Clippers. I remember being at that game. And it ends up being a struggle. So that under bet cashed. Before COVID even hit, that thing was done.
Yep.
But the problem was when COVID hit, it derailed the season, and the sportsbooks rules were like 80 games for action. You needed 80 games. So there were a lot of people that got bailed out, and there were a lot of people that got screwed. Steiny and I got screwed.
Yeah,
that is wild.
I forgot to add that. I forgot. You jumped on it with me. That's true.
Look at him.
That is true.
No. It's not just that I jumped on it with you. You needed someone to get your action down. That was me.
Yeah, that is correct. If you're just listening, we got a Joe Fortenball on the radio right here. ESPN.
Good reset.
ESPN gambling sports expert.
He's
used to work here at 95.7 The Game. And too bad, but a fellow East Coaster.
No doubt. Hey, Joe, I got to do this because you know I'm man of the people. They want me. I'm looking at the YouTube chat. Ask them, Goo, and I'm going to ask you. What's up with the lip sweater, Joe?
Oh, very good question. Very good question. It's a bit I do every year. It's tied to my Survivor pick. So as I rock the mustache as long as my Survivor pick in football is still alive. For those who don't know Survivor, you pick one winner every single week. If your team wins, you advance to the next week. If your team loses, you're out. The one catch, you can't pick the same team more than once. So, for example, I use the Broncos in week one. They win, we advance to the next week. Funny story about the mustache. I've been knocked out of Survivor in week one two of the last 4 years. So, like, the fact that I'm The fact that I made it to week four is a huge accomplishment for me.
You are the man. This is our guy,
Joe Fortenbaugh, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Works for ESPN. You
never too big for us, Donnie.
No. Shoot, what was I going to say?
That's not true. I am absolutely too big for you, Guru. Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, slow down, baby.
He's too big for you, Guru. He's a little too big for you.
Yeah.
That's
Donnie,
all. Yeah.
Donnie, what birthday is this, by the way? How old are you now?
Roger Maris.
Oh, you told him.
Oh,
yeah.
And you look good.
No, he does.
You surprisingly look good for that age.
Hey, it's California. California treating me right, buddy. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah, that lifestyle out there, it's definitely, dude, I'll tell you, being back, I'm in Connecticut now, and the second winter comes, you can just feel the life being taken from your blood.
Damn,
I'm sorry about that.
That was crazy.
Here's one thing, and this is going to be funny. Well, I don't know. But Guru claims, Fortenbaugh's my guy. Okay, well, if you know Joe Fortenbaugh well, you would know that apparently, and I learned this about 5 years ago, that every year, Joe Fortenbaugh apparently challenges himself to do something, like different, if I'm not mistaken. I heard him talking about it, and the one year he had decided he was, I believe, going to run a marathon.
Okay.
And then he spent that year, and then Joe ran a marathon. But my understanding is he's got one of these every year he does. Am I right, Joe?
Kind of. I did two in a row. I ran the marathon, and then I went to Washington, and I climbed Mount Rainier. Yes, Joe Fortenbaugh's a mountain climber. No big deal. 14,440 feet. No big deal. No big deal. Like I said, no big deal. Anyone can climb mountains, Guru. Anyone can go do it. Actually, I'm joking. It is a huge deal. Not all of you can do it. You're not me. All right, I'm out here climbing mountains. Jokes aside, no, I wanted to keep up with that because it was a really good way to keep yourself focused on life, living life, going out and doing things and exploring the world. And then, again, I moved to damn Connecticut, and I just stopped. Because I was trying to figure everything out here. I had two kids yelling at me because I moved them out of their school in Las Vegas. Believe me, son, blackjack school is not for you. You want to do something else. I got to get another one. I got to get another one on the books. I don't know what it's going to be, but I highly recommend it to anybody. Like, go out, bust your butt, do something really hard so that the next time you face a modicum of adversity, rather than crying and complaining about it, you realize you went and climbed a mountain one day, and that this isn't really all that bad. You could push yourself through it.
Joe, you're the man. Hey, before we let you go, I got to flex on him because when Bob Myers invited me to the NBA Countdown Studios to meet Stephen A. and Perkins and the rest of the gang, everything was tight. Then I dropped Joe Fortenbaugh's my guy to Stephen A., and I was in. So I text you that. So I appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate that, too. Shockingly, Stephen A. did not drop your name to me. So that didn't necessarily go that way. But
you're my guy, Jay.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, real quick, let me ask you this. What do you make of the Niners' 3-0 start despite the injuries?
I mean, it's gritty. Like, I liked them a lot coming into this season. And, I mean, you guys have obviously gone over all the reasons why. The win total was 10.5. I played that. Easiest schedule in the NFL. Boom, you guys know it. They were the most injured team in the NFL last year. That generally has a little bit of regression to the mean, so you would have figured that they would be more healthy this year. Everything was set up nice. They really had to gut these wins out. That win over Seattle in week one looks far more impressive now that it turns out the Seahawks are a pretty good team. So I would like to give more credit and be more excited about them, but can we stop losing everyone for the season? Like, that's got to be a thing that the Niners stop doing. I can't solve all the world's problems. I don't know how to tell you to stop getting hurt, but that's a major problem with this team. So, I don't know. I like where they're at, but it's hard to get excited when your top pass rusher's out for the year.
Yeah. So, you got them at 11. You took the over.
I went over 10.5. Yeah, there were a ton of regression indicators that pointed to them having a bounce-back year. I've always been a fan of the coach. It's a smart quarterback. There was a lot to like, and there still is with the schedule, but like, how far can you really go when you're losing this many guys?
Man.
Kittle coming back will help. The NFC's kind of wide open. I mean, naturally, as it always does, it runs through Philadelphia. I don't want to have to turn this into Philadelphia, but
you can't.
Stiney's smiling.
Giants are down. The Phillies are up. The Niners are down. The Eagles are up. It's a really tough spot to be in if you're a Bay Area fan having to listen to Joe Fornball talk like this on your own airway.
We'll leave you with this. I said that. I'm going third person. Guru's gripes. Joe, I mean this. My father's down. He's despondent. What the hell is going on with this kickoff rule? The fact that Seattle got the ball because it landed on the 21 and not the 20, and they had a short field, I think that sucks, man.
I like the kickoff rule. I like what they're doing The touchback puts it at the 35-yard line, so it encourages more scoring. It also forces the kickers to try to put it in the landing zone. Kicker's got one job. What, you can't get it inside past the 20-yard line? That's on you, pal. I'm not going to feel bad for you.
Wow. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Learn that. Learn the squib like they're doing in New England and the Rams.
This is professional football. Like, if a high school team gets burned for this, we can feel bad for them, Guru. These guys are professionals. They make millions of dollars. We don't have to feel bad that a highly paid professional kicker was unable to do his job at the end of the game. We don't need to kill him for it, but I like the rule. It's encouraging more scoring, and it's a little bit safer, which is a good thing, too. Guys aren't necessarily getting knocked out like they used to.
Yeah.
Joe, you're the man. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. Really do. Thank you.
No. My pleasure. Unpaid radio hits are my favorite thing to do. I'm a huge fan of favors and helping people out. But jokes aside, love you guys.
Yeah, you're the
man. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
It's a pleasure to catch up with you. Guru, lose my number. I'm not doing this again.
Tell Stephen A. I said hello, damn it.
I will not. I'm not going to do that. There's no way. I'm not doing that.
I love you, brother.
All right, man. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll do this. Joe was brought to you by the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands, where? It's in Lathrop. You know that.
Yeah, that was a Guru production.
Okay.
He came through for you. Hey,
I didn't
but
do
you
the
were
legal.
Telling the story, of, and it was him that helped you.
That was weird. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Stoney, there's more. We got another surprise caller.
Okay, we got another surprise caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Yeah. Happy birthday, Dad. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
Coming from you from London.
Wow.
Hey, Gracer. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
This is my daughter, Grace. She lives in London. She's a killer. She's the best. What's up, hon?
Not much.
Okay.
How's the birthday going?
So far, so good. Say hello to Uncle Goo.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, young lady?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. My question is, how does it feel to have a dad look this good at this age?
Feels great. Gives me feeling good about my genetics.
There you go. The genes.
All right. Boy.
Ask her what she's doing.
I talked to her earlier.
Okay, gotcha.
She's finishing up her work.
We just talked this morning.
Yeah, finishing up her work week in London, and she's they had a company party last night.
Okay, you on it.
And she's got a big account with Lego.
Wow.
Lego.
Congratulations, young lady.
Thanks.
All right. All right, kiddo. I love you.
Enjoy.
Love you, too. Bye, Dad. Bye, Guru.
Bye-bye.
God,
I don't know if we can keep doing this.
You're spoiled, man.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's awesome. You know, get this job.
She's in London.
Get this job she's got. She works for a company called MarketCast.
Okay.
They're like a branding company. And one of their clients is Lego. She travels around observing children playing with Legos, like the new Legos that they'll bring out.
Okay.
And she observes them playing and then, like, reports on the observations.
That's
okay. And, you know, they determine what the good stuff is and what.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You got to be proud of her.
And she travels to do that because, like, she'll observe German kids playing with Legos.
That's
and then
wild.
She was just in Japan. Yeah, she's doing great.
So, like you, it sounds like this is her, she's doing her dream job.
So far.
Yeah.
So far.
Because
yeah.
I went to the Giants game, speaking of Legos, and they had a picture of Madison Bumgarner made out of Legos, Donnie. It was incredible. Have you seen that? where he's in windup. He's but it's Legos. I'm like, get some talented people out of here.
No doubt about it. Let's go to. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Tony in Pacifica. Wants to talk about Mac Jones or Brock Purdy. We got to get a little bit into that. Obviously, what's up, Tony? How you doing?
Happy birthday, Steiny.
Thank you,
good
man.
To see you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Obviously we're going to start Mac Jones this weekend. I would think
Steiny
they would.
Donnie doesn't believe
he's
that.
Got the hot hand.
Yep.
And he's a better quarterback, and anybody who thinks different is kind of weird, in my opinion. But the other thing is, you know, I was on here 5 years ago when they were going to draft Mac Jones, and they took Trey Lance.
Yep.
And Lance didn't make anyone dance. So I don't know what happened there. And just like, the Niners are a running team. So you pay Ayuk, and they shouldn't have paid Brock Purdy last year. They should have just brought in Mac Jones. That's my opinion.
Mm.
But, everybody has their own opinions. I'm just a guy who watches football.
Well, you know what, Tony? I appreciate the call. I mean, if Mac Jones continues to start, we got something to compare Purdy to. But
they put a ring on Brock's finger. He's got him do a Super Bowl.
Oh, God. Come on, bro.
No, I'm just saying.
If Mac Jones would have been with Kyle Shanahan.
No, I get you. I got you. But if I was Jay-Z, I would be married to Beyonce. I'm not. I wasn't there. I get what you're saying, but it is what it is. They just paid Brock Purdy. He's their guy. I get you. I hear what you're saying, but it didn't go down that way. Now, there's no way in hell, Steiny, or any Niner fan out there, because I think Brock's coming back sooner than later, and if you're right, it's this week. Nobody, like, it'll never manifest to that.
The only reason why they have Brock Purdy and they have their job is because they drafted Brock Purdy. If they didn't and they had that Trey Lance debacle, they would have been fired, dude.
I give you that all day long.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the
call. But that doesn't change the now. They got married. They put a ring on the hand of one Brock Purdy's, Donnie, and said, I do.
Yes.
Here comes the bag. You've taken us to two NFC championship games and one Super Bowl. I live for this stuff. There's nothing that could pop off in Ninerville would have Brock looking over.
Maybe not now, but what about down the line? I mean, the reality is that they pretty much had made Garoppolo this kind of quarterback and they moved off him. Then they said, our next quarterback project or our next guy is going to be Trey Lance, and they moved off him. I mean, we're not close to that, obviously, but you never know what could happen.
And I'll say this to his point, Tony. I do believe if Mac Jones started his career with the San Francisco 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, Steiny, he would have been the one that got awarded that contract. Like, that's how much I think of Kyle.
I don't know. I don't know what he would have been like from day one, but do most people believe Mac Jones is starting on Sunday?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, out of caution.
Kenny and Carter? We looking at Mac Jones? I think it's going to be Purdy. What do you think, Carter?
Purdy's taking the number one reps. Why would they go with Mac Jones?
Wow. And TK.
Well, ask Kenwood.
There you go. No, mine was just proceed with caution. And again, you know, you don't want to play with games, but they're 3-0. You don't want to re-aggravate anything. But I was just going to Tim Kawakami from The Standard, who joined our Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And he was kind of talking, paraphrasing Steiny, alluding to Brock's been out there from what he's been hearing. So you might be right.
We'll play some of that sound on the other side. Also see everybody on hold. I will get to you. And I also have brought something up. Talk a little bit about this wide receiver that the 49ers got on their roster. And mix it up a little bit in the next segment.
All right.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Pier 39.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Tell Stephen A. I said hello, damn it.
I will not. I'm not going
to
do that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know that was shtick. He's going to do it.
Right, and Stephen's going to go who?
I kicked it with Stephen.
But he's not going to remember you.
I'm the goo, baby. Forget you, the boy.
You said it.
Yeah.
49er Jacksonville. Let me ask you this. You think Melvin's getting fired Monday? I don't. I pulled a guru, asked you a question, and answered it.
Boy, I got to what if I told you I'm 50-50? And when they got hot, I was like it's done. You're right. But Stoney, 50-50. And I don't think that's good.
I do not believe he's getting fired.
But there's something, you got to, it's your birthday, but you got to bounce to you when I looked at you when you said it like, would you be shocked if it happened? How about that?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little.
All right.
A little sports shocked.
Okay.
You know, the last caller was just saying Mac Jones is better than
Hurts. Oh, whoa. I mean, man.
But
read the room.
There is something that I do think is worth a conversation, or at least just batting it around, and it's this. And I get Purdy's contract has not kicked in, but basically Purdy's making $45 million, and Mac Jones is making $4 million.
Yep.
And the question I do think that is fair, and I'm going to tell you the analogy I made back in the day when the Warriors had JaVale McGee at center, and Rudy Gobert was playing for the Jazz, and he was making $25 million a year, and JaVale McGee was making $2 million, let's say. And I just said, I'd rather have JaVale McGee at $2 million, because I know it's literal, but because Gobert's not worth 10 times as much as JaVale McGee. So, I mean, I do think it's a fair question to say, just bat it around. I mean, what if the 49ers, Jones was their quarterback at $4 million? Would you rather have him at $4 million?
Oh, at $4 million.
And that Purdy at 40 or whatever, 45. Like, that's a little different conversation. Now, if Purdy's any good, if Mac Jones is any good, he's not going to be making $4
million
for very long. But you know, from that point of view, yeah, I'd probably rather have Mac Jones start at $4 million than Purdy at 45.
Yeah, and
but who wouldn't you got to pay him?
Yeah, if you asked Bill Walsh that question, it was Montana, but you knew for the guy getting $4 million was going to give you the same production, I'm sure he would say yeah. But how about this, what I alluded to? Stoney, do you believe Mac Jones' career would be different? And he would have
probably
got that.
Probably somewhat.
I think we can insert Justin Fields. I think we can do Zach Will. That's how much I think of Kyle with quarterbacks and the play calling. I really believe through two games, Mac has not been perfect, and Brock's not perfect. Jimmy wasn't perfect, but they got it done, and they both got paid.
Let's go to our buddy Caleb in Newark. Wants to talk about who's got to step up for the Niners this weekend. What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What up, fellas? Payday Friday,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
There you go. And, oh, hey, Goo and Stein, you didn't think I was going to forget what today is, huh?
Today? What? Oh, yeah. I know you know.
What's today?
Steiny, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Your birthday, huh?
Roger Maris.
Yeah, it's my birthday, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know what? I'm going to leave the roasting aside for the future, man. I'm going to let you off, man. It's your day.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Caleb, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's a baby.
Wow.
Damn.
So you got...
I'm a youngster, man.
Yeah, you got nothing figured out at this point.
I mean, man.
Like, you got it. I bet your life is just full of like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I got nothing going for me.
A free-for-all. Enjoy, Caleb.
Hey, you know what? Like, hey, I'm a hold off on my... I'm going to hold off, man. I'm going to show some restraint here.
Do you feel like your career's off on the right track at 24? Do you even have a career?
He ain't even out the gate yet.
I'm in school, man. I'm in school right now.
At 24? You're behind. My daughter's 24. She's making a killing in London. You're paying bills still. You got to graduate.
He's still at school.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Steiny, you're my biggest hater, man. You're my biggest hater.
By biggest hater, you mean the guy likes you the most. Otherwise, I wouldn't give you grief. You know how that goes. Who's got to step up for the Niners?
I want to see Mikel Williams get more and more burn. I think it's definitely because we've seen him play outside and inside. I think he moves more to the outside now. And I also want to see Bryce Huff get more reps too. I know they only use him, I think, third down and passing situations because he's not great against the run. But I want to see him get more burn because I think Bryce Huff is a really, really, really good player. But one thing I wanted to say to you before I got into my thing was, Goo, I didn't know that you knew the Frenchwoods.
Oh, yeah, the Frenchwood, Joe. That's Donovan's girlfriend. They're about to have twins.
Yeah, it's dope, man. So today's actually Sienna's birthday. I went to school with Sienna and Jamal, their kids.
Yeah, they're in Vegas right now. Nice. Yeah, they're in Vegas.
Yeah. Maul's a year, he's a grade above me, and Sienna, I believe, is a grade or two below. But,
that's
yeah,
small,
man.
Bro.
And Shanice, too, man, she's really cool. They got a good family. She was the cheer coach there when I was in high school, but a good family, though.
Yeah. Steiny, last week, he loved that name, the Frenchwood. He goes, I love that.
Well, the first name, Sienna Frenchwood.
I mean,
that's
legit. Look at this, man. Steiny, just, I'm not, like I said, you're what, turning 70?
61.
I'm not going to get on you for your old age.
I'm 61 years old. That's what I am. Go ahead, hit me.
Going on
hit
85. Me. Love you, buddy.
All right, man. All Caleb, have a great weekend.
He didn't like you went to college saying he was behind. So he tried to stick it to you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. We'll see Mikael Williams get some opportunity to come off the edge. Like, how you think the Bosa's going to, like, will we see a difference with this defense? I mean, but they won the game, the three other quarters without Bosa.
You know, you referenced Monday, and you had a take that was just preposterous, but we're past that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking as I was coming in today, well, Steiny, why don't you just have a couple hot takes that people may disagree
You've
with?
You've been using this word a lot lately.
Like you disagreed with Guru. And let me tell you, I got one. Here it is. You ready?
Let's go. See if it can get in the frying pot.
Ricky Pearsall's better than Brandon Ayuk. If he's not already, he's going to be better. He's better than Brandon Ayuk, Pearsall.
You know what? Normally I would fight for Ayuk or Brandon.
Right. But he can't fight for himself right now.
No, it's recency bias. And I'll just say this. The dude has all, right now, attributes. I'm talking about Ricky Pearsall to where when you say that, I'm going to just let it, I'm going E40, marinate. But, man, I still think highly of Ayuk. And have we seen the best of Ayuk, Steiny? Because he didn't just have one injury. I mean, ACL, MCL. I mean, he had a lot of stuff going on in that leg. So, I ain't mad at you. Shout out Tupac. But we got to wait and see. But if I were to tell you, when it's all said and done, the real winner in all this is Ayuk, because he got the Niners to give him the bag as if he were their next Jerry Rice.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he got paid.
Yeah.
He got paid, but I think Pearsall's really good.
Can he block as good as Ayuk?
Probably not yet. I mean, you know what? I bet he blocks as well now as Ayuk did when he was in his second year. Because remember, Ayuk didn't block.
And he was in the doghouse for whatever reason.
And I came in Monday.
Chicago Jason saying, hot takes, Donnie. Your boy's got no touchdowns.
He also, you know what else he has none of? He doesn't have a drop in the NFL. Ricky Pearsall does not have one drop in the NFL. Damn. Not one yet.
Now, that's impressive.
I think he's faster than you think. I think he's, like, he's
he'll
not
catch big-time balls.
I mean, I don't think he's going to be the guy who gets, you know, 50-yard receptions, but he's going to get a lot of 10 to 15 and a lot of 20 to 25.
Well, what about 34? Fourth and two?
Who is that?
No, 34-yard pass reception.
Exactly.
And then the one, how far was
Ayuk
that one in
Seattle?
Doesn't
make that catch.
I'm not seeing that.
Pearsall's better on the sidelines. He's better tiptoeing. He runs more precise
it's your
routes.
Birthday.
His hands are better.
But I feel like you're sticking Ayuk while hands. He's down.
I am.
Well, let me just say it.
Here's the other thing.
Pearsall looks great.
Ayuk does not, I don't think, John Lynch said he's not close.
I heard it. And
so we're in week four.
Would you be shocked if he didn't play?
No, I would not be shocked.
Oh, man.
The week that was projected, which would have been a great week for him to come back, is week six. He ain't even close, it sounds like. You know, he's not back in 2 weeks, which would be week six. So,
yeah. You got to love what you see from Pretty Ricky.
Yep, exactly.
TK speak on his availability?
Let's get to TK with who's starting Sunday?
Brock Purdy's practicing this week. He's taking the first reps. All signs, even last week, where they were kind of pointing to this week against Jacksonville, seemed a little bit rushed last week if they were going to push him to do it. We know turf toe, even if it's not exactly turf toe, is an injury that can be aggravated. And why make it worse in a game that they didn't desperately need to win? And if you could possibly win that game with Mac Jones, you're that much ahead of the game, and then you get Purdy back for this game. So he's going to start Sunday.
Oh, that's definitive. I agree.
And I told you, I'm like kind of over the Mac Jones experience now that I've seen, you know,
the
8 quarters of him. I want to go back to Brock and see, because Brock set the bar. But the bottom line is, are they going to throw the pigskin around the yard like they did with Mac Jones under center? So, again, and Joe Fortenbaugh, you know, we just had him on, Stoney. He was blown away at how this Niner team, I know it's only 3 games, 3-0 with all the injuries.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's in San Francisco, wants to talk about Purdy and Mac Jones, what the Niners should do. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Happy birthday, Steiny.
Thank you, man.
I think what this decision comes down to, their hand is kind of forced here, and I think the situation to start Purdy or Mac Jones really hinges more on Mac Jones's PCL sprain. I think like not many people seem to be talking about that. He aggravated it in the summer. He re-aggravated it. Purdy's taking all the first team reps. I think the Niners, unfortunately, don't have the luxury of deciding. I think it comes down to you have to play the lesser injured quarterback, or the flip side of that coin is you have to be comfortable. You have to play the guy that you're willing to spare the most, because again, this kind of depends on the severity of the toe and the knee, and then which one poses greater risk. Now, if Mac is more hobbled, are they better off?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying, you know what, we'd rather risk Mac blowing up his PCL than we would Purdy re-aggravating the toe. I think that's really the kind of risk-benefit sort of situation that they're in. And it seems to be the case that Purdy's going to be the one that ultimately goes, but it definitely opens up that level of concern, because turf toes are already really, you know, can be really rough. And then if you're going to blow it up further, it's brutal. And they've got the game on Thursday. I think if Mac is fully healthy, I don't think there's any question that they take the more conservative approach with Purdy. I think why wouldn't they?
We talked about it yesterday.
Why wouldn't they? I think that's a fair question. If they know, and thanks for the call. I mean, yeah, if they know Purdy's hurt more than Jones, yeah, then you can't start Purdy.
No doubt.
I don't know if you want to start Martinez or not, but you can't start Purdy.
No, I don't want to start Martinez. Nothing against him, Stoney, but I was just like, yeah, it's a sacrifice. And you go with the rank. And Right now, Brock Purdy, if he wasn't all the way ready, this has me to believe, Stoney. Forget re-aggravation, because that's always a possibility, right? That you know, it flares up. But if he's under center and taking snaps this whole week in practice, I'm talking about Brock Purdy, he must be feeling better and he'll go out there and play.
Yeah, I don't disagree with
that. But what I want to say is, you know, coming into this year, if you told me something was going to happen to Brock and he was going to miss 3 or 4 games, I'd tell you they'd probably lose those 3 to 4 games, or at least half of them. Now I feel like you got the best Geico going. You know, a small sample size, 2 games, but wouldn't you say, is there a better backup in the league than Garoppolo in L.A.? It's had some success, but that was under Kyle's tutelage. But you know, who would you say the best backup quarterback is in the league right now?
Right now it's got to be Mac Jones, but just because he's 2-0. But, yeah, I mean, Mac Jones did exactly what you want a backup to do. And maybe he'll lose his next game that he starts, but right now he's the best.
Yeah. Carson Wentz.
Let's go to Orlando's in San Bruno. What's up, Orlando? How you doing?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, as everyone's saying.
Yeah, thanks.
Guru, hello.
Hey.
Skyny, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
You share the same, my dad and you share the same birthday.
Nice.
My dad is several years older than you, because you're, like I heard on 105, you're 41. Is the 41st birthday?
Oh, yeah, that's what I am.
Okay?
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Have whatever your favorite refreshment is for my dad.
Thank you. I will. And wish him a happy birthday, too.
Happy birthday.
Right. Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Orlando. Well, just a happy birthday.
Yeah, you didn't go me on with Marcy. Lying about the age? See, it ages me.
No, she said happy 41st.
Oh, okay, got you. Because you're a warrior. You'll say what it is.
61.
Do you feel 61? Back in the day, 61 was old. Not in this era. Look at us, Donnie. You got grandmas in the club still. I mean, things have really changed. What is true? People looking good nowadays.
I'm winding down. There's no doubt about it.
But you look good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But nah, I could still. I got to develop some more healthy habits.
You know, I was just thinking about Monday and our spat.
Oh, no.
I mean, how beautiful would it be if we went to that park that Phil Mike was talking about by, what's the name of it, the marina, the Moscone?
Yeah.
And just shoot some shots. We ain't got to play, just shoot.
That's not.
Next week, maybe.
No, you know what my buddy Dana said?
What?
He said, well, it's obvious what you and Guru have to do. You got to go do a show from the barbershop.
Oh, that's incredible.
Because your best buddy who called in.
No, I didn't know
day,
him. Yeah, dude, he did. That hurt me, Stoney. He said they got to cut it off.
Dana's like, geez,
I'm like, damn, it ain't that bad. I got to go in there.
This is the biggest no-brainer for Nahegan.
I'm the real Stoney outside of the show. Y'all don't get it? Damn.
Yeah. I'm winding down.
Somebody said we both look good, but I'm not 61.
I tell you what, you've done a nice job of keeping that under, because you know what's really, I don't know exactly how old you are. I mean, I'm in the ballpark, but I won't even say that number. But
whatever it is, I think I look good, man. I mean, you know, some days I have bad
shaved
days.
Today.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Letting that come in.
Oh, are you? So you know who does that too? Stephen A. Smith.
I look at.
Yeah, you want to shave? Go ahead and shave.
I forgot my shaver.
Forgot my shaver today.
Gotcha. Yeah. Let's go to Javier in Vacaville.
Javi.
How are you doing today, Mr. Simons?
Hey, Javi, how are you?
All right, well, I just wanted to make sure before the day was out. You know, wish you had a safe day.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
My birthday's tomorrow, so we share
nice.
Birthdays, you know, day apart. And my big brother's birthday is today as well. My brother's my big brother. So the only thing I wanted to say, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, Mr. Daryl the Guru Johnson, you know, hello. I don't know why we think that, you know, Kuminga's going to be a warrior in 3 days. You said the Kings came with an offer. Well, sorry to break it to you, pal, but, you know, if they don't have him extended with a qualifying offer by Monday and he doesn't get the extension he wants, you guys are going to have somebody who sets the QO that's going to be dismantling your guys' rotation and your overall you know, chemistry. And Malik Monk is a guy that averaged 17, 3.5, and 5.5 in a seven-game series against the Warriors. And he's the best guard on your roster outside of Stephen Curry that can do that in a seven-game series and then average 17, 4.5, and 3.5 last season. And outside of him, there's nobody in your roster that put up the type of numbers. And if you guys act as if him off your bench with that scorm punch and that prowess of a six-man, along with his capability to start, along with protected first-round pick, isn't enough for Jonathan Kuminga, you guys are going to be crying big tears 9 to 10 months from now when he walks a free agency for nothing and he gets $60 million plus guaranteed from either the Kings or the Suns. And you guys are, he's going to be a Warrior on Monday. No, he's not. He's the only one that didn't go to show up to the minicamp, and he's crying your blood.
Javi. You know, yeah. Javi, let
we
got
to ask him where he was at.
Javi, yeah.
He had to be at the zoo.
I don't know where he was, but it was a tough listen, Javi. But
and if Monk was going to be a Warrior, like, that would already popped off. That's all I'm looking at.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if the Kings take the protection off that pick from 2020, but I.
Let me help you out.
Why would they? I don't know why they would do that.
I don't
know
why I'm taking Kuminga for granted. Like, all I wanted, Stoney, me personally, was he'll be back for this year. I think he'll be back. We'll find when I see you again.
Okay, and is that good or bad?
Good.
No, it's not.
Why? Because he's been disgruntled. If that's what's right. Everybody's,
you're inviting a problem.
Been a problem.
But what more do you need to hear than Kuminga's agent saying if he comes back on the qualifying offer, he's not going to be happy?
I got you.
I mean, what?
All right, maybe back, it's not that, and he plays, they trade. He'll be a Warrior when they play the Lakers on TNT opening night.
That's fine.
Or it won't be TNT.
That's fine, but whatever, that's still not good news. Yeah. It's just not.
But I think it's the least of if your
he,
problems.
But if he takes that qualifying offer, it's over.
Gotcha.
It's over here
in
the Bay.
What do you call it now?
Well, he could still theoretically. The Warriors could give him a player option. What if they give him a player option? Do I think they will?
I was just going to. That's what I was following up with.
I mean, what if the Warriors are looking at this the way it may very well be? And that is, if this kid signs a qualifying offer, he's gone. Like, he's gone. Yeah. Then we get nothing for him. So.
And that they is the worst spurred. Case scenario to me.
888-957-9570 is the number. And I heard the morning show today, Morning Roast, talking about this today. Just when we talk about the weekend, we got three things, kind of pressing issues, it feels like. One, of course, is Jacksonville at San Francisco Sunday. The Warriors still have this Kuminga situation unresolved. They've got to figure that out.
Yep.
And will the Giants make a move on Bob Melvin? If that's the case, it would probably happen Monday.
And we're doing the show from Chase on Wednesday.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we gonna have stuff to react to.
So, you've made it clear you would like the Niners to win, Kuminga to sign the qualifying, or I guess ideally a long term contract, right?
Yeah,
I mean in theory.
Okay.
And you want Melvin fired.
I would like just a new and Melvin's been good to me. Gave me love on my pitch, my first pitch I threw out, Snotty. I just think this team just needs a new voice, and that's all. So I would like to see them do that, and I'd also excited to see who Buster would choose. Because, you know, he inherited Melvin.
I did see a headline today.
Oh, do tell.
Bruce Bochy's future with the Rangers is uncertain.
I turned on Texas radio, and they're not at Snotty. It could happen.
Could it?
Hello, who is this?
That's awful. That's terrible. That was one of the worst. That was
don't
terrible.
Don't let him influence you, Kenny.
That was awful.
Was that bad?
Well, Kenny, don't forget, understands acting in the theater.
Right.
And his head popped up immediately. He thought it was so awful.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
What's that make it?
Mediocre.
Oh, wow.
Just like the Giants themselves.
Hey, seriously, where you think Javier was at? That was a lot. Animal noises, kid.
I'd say
zoo.
I'd say he was at work, but I don't think he's employed.
Now, why would you say that?
Just to give him a little grief.
Okay, I got it.
That's my way of saying, Javi, thank you.
And his birthday's tomorrow. You guys are the same sign.
Yeah, Libras. You a big Zodiac guy?
I think there's something to it. I always hated Moonchild. Like, some people got that as a... Could you imagine if that was your sign?
What does that mean?
Moonchild.
That's not a Zodiac sign.
It is. Moonchild, son.
No, you got to be like a...
No.
Libra, a Taurus,
I'll have it for you on the other side.
A Cancer.
I'll have it for you.
I think this one's been butchered.
No, I'm telling you. I've always hated it. Like, thank God I'm a Taurus.
I'm willing to say this now, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Moonchild is not a sign of the zodiac.
All right.
That's what I would say. I could be wrong. We'll find out the answer on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.